It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Post Malone was on Jimmy Fallon last night and talked about where his name came from.
I was like 14 and I had started like getting into like producing and like, you know, rapping and singing over my own stuff. And then I needed a name, you know, for my mixtape.
But your name is cool, though.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank
awesome
you.
Awesome Post.
Yeah, yeah. So I ran that through a random rap name generator and...
And the rest,
and then I'm stuck with it.
Who would have known? That's
right?
Amazing.
He really is one of those things. And then he talked about learning how to play the guitar.
I started playing years and years ago, and then I figured, you know, it's time for me to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And my mom got me a guitar for Christmas, and I just watched Metallica covers on YouTube and taught myself how to play little things and... Power chords, really. That's just about it.
You can sing.
Thank you, sir.
Is that from your mom as well?
No, that's from Auto-Tune.
And Frankie Muniz is defending Kanye West for speaking on what he's passionate about.
One thing I can say about him that I think is a positive from it is the fact that he's speaking up the way what he believes.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
Whether you agree with it or not. Like,
yeah,
it's
cool. He has his own opinion, you know, and he sticks by them.
There's a lot of people who are afraid to say anything, right? Or say stuff, but they don't even know what they're saying.
Yeah.
He's very adamant about what he's saying. And
yeah, that's...
I don't know, I give him props.
All right, one, just because you say something passionately doesn't mean it sounds weird or dumb or we don't know what you're talking about, but who found Frankie? Where's he been?
Probably just walking around, doing his normal stuff, going to the grocery. I don't know.
I thought he was dead.
No, he's not dead.
Thank God he's alive. Okay.
Shawn Mendes talked about whether or not he might be singing at Justin Bieber's wedding.
Am I going to sing at the wedding? Of course I would sing. I am not invited yet, but I'm sure... something will happen soon.
He's not singing at the wedding.
Yeah. And it was New York night on Monday's episode of Dancing with the Stars. Grocery store Joe, do you think he got better this week or not so much? He was last place last week.
Ooh, yeah, you have to get better if you're last. You got to improve a bit, right?
Nope, he stayed the same. He got a 17 out of 30, the lowest score of the night. And Tinashe and Brandon Armstrong got first place last night with a 26 out of 30. But, like, dude, she's like, she is
a dancer.
Performer. Yeah, I mean, like, she kind of has
that's illegal.
Yeah, well, she's kind of got an unfair advantage, I think.
That's like, hey, let's have a thing called Singing with the Stars, and one person is an actual signed
dancer
artist,
and singer.
And then it's like us three.
Right. I feel like that's a little unfair. Like, she's obviously going to win and be the best dancer out of that crew. But anyway, I really love Grocery Store Joe. I hope that he sticks it out a little longer. If you don't know, he was on Bachelor in Paradise. That is the garbage. Coming up after 7:15, we'll talk about Kanye clarifying his statement on abolishing the 13th Amendment, how Kim Kardashian is handling all of the drama, and why Pete Davidson has upset more Ariana Grande fans.